Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be with you on tonight because God is doing some great things, and I know we have many, many, many prayer requests. There are a lot of things going on, and you know, we come on this ministry and our hearts are heavy, but God says that He is a God that has never, ever failed us. And so our hope and our belief is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to lift the Savior up. We're going to pray unto God. We're going to believe in the healing power of God. We're going to believe that God is going to liberate people and God is going to set people free. We're going to believe that God is able to do everything but fail. Amen. And so once again, I am so excited and delighted that you have the opportunity to listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, and you also have the opportunity to let your family and friends know that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is now on. So thank you so much for tuning in. So on tonight, we have a double portion segment, amen? And our double portion segment relates to, of course, praying with power and love, and then going into our needs and wants. And there are many things we're going to pray for. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in. We're going to pray for families. We're going to pray for friends. We're praying for everybody because I tell you what, everybody is going through something. It may not be you who's sick. It may not be you who's in the hospital, but you know somebody. Amen? And so we're going to pray because I feel the power of God. And as I said before, I could tell when I wasn't on my ministry because my spirit was just yearning for the word of God to share with you because God says my people are hungry, amen, and they need the word of God. And so I feel energized now because I was a little down. I'm going to be very honest with you. I was a little down. I said I need to get on my ministry, amen. And the Lord said there is a word from the Lord that is going to help liberate, help heal, and deliver people. That's the word from God, not the word from me because I don't have any power, but God has the power. His word has the power. And so I believe in the power of God. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the ministry. We're going to read, we're going to actually read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We are getting ready to pray. Amen. We're getting ready to pray. We're preparing to pray. It does not matter how the music sounds. Amen. Because we're going to be in the presence of God. There are many things that we're praying for. We're praying for family members in hospitals. We're praying for your family members. We're praying for friends. We're praying for people who's going through the storm, people who are coming out of the storm. We're praying for healing. We're praying for our youth. We're praying for our communities. We're praying for breakthroughs because God says you have to go through a little travail. He says you have to go through a little things. I warned us about this a couple of weeks ago. We have to go through some things. And to be honest with you, as I am on this particular ministry, I feel better. I feel much better because I know that I get to share with you the ministry of God and the word of God, and I know that we will all be filled. And God says that there are many hearts that will come on the line and many hearts that are already on the line, and our hearts are heavy and our minds, God says, our minds are just overwhelmed with things. But God says that this is a point in our lives where we can take everything to God and leave it there. Amen. He says, because he is the Alpha and the Omega, he's the beginning and the end. And so when we know these particular things, we're able to act accordingly. Amen. And we're able to know that everything's going to be all right and all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and call upon his name. And so tonight we're going to pray unto God and we're going to call upon his name. And I know that people are tired. I know that people are weary. I know that people just want to lay their heads in the chest of Jesus Christ, and you can do that. And at this particular time, as I turn off the lights, I want you to get into position, your praying position, your powerful position, whatever it is. Mine is on my knees with my head to the ground. Get into your praying position, and if you need to put your head on Jesus' chest, and you can do that on your knees as well, believe it or not. Matter of fact, what I want you to do is get a pillow. We're going to simulate this because I want people to understand and know that God says to bring all of your burdens unto him and leave them there. And sometimes we come to the throne of God, and we come to the throne of God with great intentions, but we're weak, and we're not speaking about in strength. Because I've known professional athletes, people with millions of dollars. I've known people who are strong physically, but mentally life can be challenging when the storms of life begin to rage and things happen. And so I want you to get that pillow, and I'm going to turn off the lights. And what's going to happen is I'm going to play The Center of My Joy, and then another song is going to come on. I don't know. But we're going to pray unto God. And I want you, as we're praying, to just put your head on a pillow. And get comfortable. Put your head on a pillow. And you imagine yourself on the chest of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some people will put their head on Jesus' chest and be filled with tears. Some will just say, Lord, I just need to talk to you. Some are coming just tired. Some are coming, and there's nothing wrong, but they've just gotten out of a storm. And so we come to God tonight in sincerity. And if you're not sincere, don't even pray unto God. Some people come stressed out. Some people come, they don't know which way to go. Some people are depressed. Some people are just, as I said before, tired. And so whatever your ministry is, whatever it is, you come unto God in that particular manner. You come unto God. And so we're going to play this song, amen. And I know that a lot of hearts are heavy. I know that a lot of things are going on, but God says that he is the Alpha and Omega. He says he's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And he says where we are weak, he makes us strong. And so I want us to just take a deep breath. And if you need to cry, do so. Amen. But God specializes and he hears our prayers. I told you that when you come on this ministry, we have an advantage because God is listening. And so as many people as possible, invite them to listen to the ministry, whether it's live or whether it's 2 or 3 weeks from now. But we're going to pray unto God, amen. And we feel the power of God already here. And we thank God and we bless God. Because he keeps making a way out of no way. Amen? Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and humble heart, Lord, thanking you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising. Lord, as we come to you in the most humble manner, we ask, Lord, that you grant each and every person the desires of their hearts according to your will, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals? Crown their heads from the top to the bottom. Bless each extremity within their bodies, because we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. We know that you can do everything but fail. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out of the hospitals, Lord? We seek healing, and we seek recuperation and rehabilitation, and we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you control their extremities and their bodies, Heavenly Father, where they will be able to move and have their being. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are thinking about going into the hospitals, Heavenly Father? Bless them in a particular manner, Heavenly Father, to have the courage in order to receive help, Lord, because you want to heal them. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch them, Heavenly Father, and heal them wherever you see fit, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, as we combine those three prayers of those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in, Lord, you know each and every situation. You know each and every circumstance. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch them in a special manner? Would you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord? And, Lord, whatever your will is, let it be done in Jesus' name. Then, Lord, as we hear about different people who are going through circumstances, whatever it is, whether it's diabetes, cancer, whatever it is, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you dispatch your angels, since they are on assignment, would you dispatch them and would you bless them to comfort those souls, Lord? And Lord, if you see fit, we ask, Lord, would you heal and give strength where there is weakness, and give power where power has been lost. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to continue to give your word, Lord, even when we become tired. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to magnify and glorify your name, Lord. And, Lord, when the storms of life come, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to weather those storms and come out with a testimony. Lord, we thank you for the revelation that angels are on assignment. We thank you for the revelation that everything is going to be all right. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word on the Most High that there are breakthroughs happening and people are being healed and set free. People's breakthroughs are coming, and we thank you, Lord. We're just waiting patiently. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each minister and prophet and evangelist and each person all over this land and country who gives the word of God, whether they're teachers, prophets, ministers, whatever they are, and would you continue to help them to bring people to safety, Lord, because you said in your word that we must be in the ark of safety as we will surely drift away. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to help us to magnify and glorify who you are. And, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless ministries to continue to give your word? Would you bless the songs that you give unto people to continue to minister unto our souls, Lord? We thank you for traveling grace. We thank you for keeping us, Lord, all day and all night. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless the youth all around this country, Heavenly Father. Bless them all one by one, and bless them each circumstance by circumstance, because there's a war out, a spiritual warfare against our youth. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you protect them each and every day of their little lives. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, once again. I can't thank you enough for the angels on assignment. We ask, would you continue to dispatch angels, Lord, in the hospitals, dispatch angels in the schools and in the organizations and in the ministries and on air and in person, Lord. And we just say thank you and we bless your holy name, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask and we thank you for the new connections, Lord. We ask, will we continue to be about your work and do your holy and righteous will, Heavenly Father? And, Lord, we don't want to forget those people that said, pray for me, those who went in today for tests and those who went in today because of illnesses. Lord, we know that you are able, and we know that you are the great I am. We know that you are the doctor that has never, ever failed. And we want to say thank you, and we bless your holy name, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to bless those who are behind prison bars? Continue to give them strength. Continue to bless them to grow into the word of God, because they have no one to turn to but you. And we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the vision that you're giving with this ministry, the platforms that you're giving, And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to give the word of God. Lord, we say thank you and we bless you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless families, Lord, and would you bless my family, and would you bless others' family as they listen online, Lord, looking and seeking healing, seeking freedom and liberation, seeking reverse diagnosis, Lord, seeking help, seeking sight. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch them in a powerful way, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would your hands be placed upon them, Heavenly Father, and help them to arise and help them to be what you would have them to be. And then, Lord, we thank you for the valley moments, and we thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord, and we thank you for the ups and downs in life, and we just continue to bless your holy and righteous name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to mold our will wherever we're supposed to be, whatever we're supposed to be doing, Lord. If someone is discouraged, Heavenly Father, give them encouragement. If someone's depressed, Heavenly Father, give them happiness. If someone is lonesome, Lord Jesus, dispatch your angels unto them, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the bereaved families, Lord. Those individuals who have lost something or someone, we ask that you continue to bless, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless those who are missing something or someone, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you be that angel, Lord, to fill that void, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you continue to give us power and strength to do your holy and righteous will. Would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to magnify and glorify your name, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to make it through this day. And we ask for many more days to come, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we thank you for the AfritaLoveShow.com. We thank you for the platforms, and we thank you for the souls, and we thank you for the people who are listening all over this world. And we ask that you would send more people, Heavenly Father, not for my glory, but for your glory, so that souls may be liberated and set free and saved, Lord. We thank you for the platforms that you've given us. We thank you for the experiences you've allowed us to have and the experiences that are coming. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask in the name of Jesus, as we move to our second segment, Lord, that you continue to crown our heads from the top to the bottom and hear our despairing cries for our needs and wants, Heavenly Father. And we bless and we magnify your holy name, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that you will bless each person who's on the line, Lord. Whether they're listening now or whether they're listening a week from now, Lord, a month from now, a year from now, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you provide healing over them, Heavenly Father. Cover them in the blood, Lord. And whatever they're missing, Lord Jesus, we ask, would you give it back double fold? And, Lord, if there's some healing that needs to be done in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you heal? If there's some reports that needs to be reversed, we ask, would you reverse it? Because we know that you are God, and besides you, there's none other. And we put all of our hope and all of our trust in you. Whatever your will is, we'll be satisfied. Then, Lord, we just ask, would you continue to bless us, to remain focused, Lord, on our journey. And wherever you would have us to go, whatever you would have us to do, we ask that we be obedient unto your word, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for the angels on assignment. Lord, we thank platforms they're setting for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the names that they're putting all over the world. We say thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. and you are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and we're getting ready to go ahead and go into our second segment. Please get out your journals, your notebooks, anything that you have. Amen. As we allow the music to play, get out what you have. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. We thank God for listening to us. We thank God for giving us a second chance, for his grace and mercy and his power. We thank you for healing those who are in the hospital. We thank you for setting people free. We thank you for giving people a chance to get it right. We thank God for the angels that are dispatched on assignment in this season. We praise God and we bless God for everything that he has done, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised, and we worship him. We magnify God and we glorify who he is. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for the things that we shouldn't have. Thank you, Jesus, for the things to come and the things that have already been. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Amen. Be sure to get out your journals, amen. Get out your paper and pencil if you don't have a journal, because God is good and he's getting ready to do some powerful things in our lives, amen. Amen. Whew. Amen. This journal, as I said before, that my mother purchased for me, we're coming out of Proverbs 17 and 17, and it reads, a friend loves at all times. That's called unconditional love. A friend loves at all times. And I want to tell you something before we get into our needs and wants, because there are some people who are coming on the ministry who feel like God is upset with them. They've been out of the walk of safety. They haven't been to church, and they said some things against God. But guess what? Just like Saul, when he was on his way and when he was walking, God is the one who stopped him and said, why do you persecute the church? But God still loved him. He sent him people that would help him along the way to get him right. And so it's never too late to get right with God. It's never too late to turn to God. There's nothing you could have done that's so bad where God won't forgive you. People won't forgive you, but God will always forgive you, because he loves us that much. And this says, a friend loves at all times, but God loves us even more. Amen. He gave his son. He hung on the cross. He faced a lot of things for us. And if you think about his circle, Jesus only had 12 people. Amen. He didn't have a whole crowd of people. He only had a whole crowd of people when he was in the city. He was kind of like a celebrity, and people heard that he was in town, and people wanted to know who he was. But God said he didn't have a lot of people. But those people that he had were very instrumental, because he was teaching them and showing them the way. And, of course, there was one in the group, as we all know. Amen. But God still loved that one. Amen. Amen. So God says that you love at all times, no matter what the situation is. God expects us to love in spite of. Amen. He says love in spite of. Why? Because you belong to him. We're all sisters and brothers in Christ, no matter what color we are, where we come from, what we believe in. We're all sisters and brothers in Christ. And he says you should love ye one another as you love yourself and as he has loved us. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into our needs and wants, and I want you to understand and recognize, for those who are just now joining us, that God is listening. God has answered every need and every want that is in the will of God, and he will continue to do so. God has dispatched angels. Those things that were meant for bad, God has turned them into good. God has given so many blessings. He's forgiven us. He's blessed us. He's given us a second chance. Some people have second chances in life. Some people have reverse diagnosis where he has healed them on the spot because somebody believed in prayer. God has done some great things, and we should be just proud of God and the accomplishments. And we should reverence God, and we should exalt his name and thank him. And if you haven't received a breakthrough, just waking up in the morning is enough. Amen? Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. So if you're waiting on your breakthrough, count waking up as a breakthrough, because God doesn't have to wake us up, but he chose to wake us up because he loved us. He loves us that much, where he will wake us up and start us on our way If you're able to move your body, God has given you a second chance. If you're able to ask for forgiveness, God has given you a second chance. And so why not go to God and ask God for what you need and what you want? Now, don't be selfish, because you know that God is listening and that God is going to answer your prayers. Don't be selfish. Think about your family and your friends and your workers, your coworkers, and think about yourself. Don't neglect yourself, but there are some people who may be your neighbors. They may be your friends. They may be your colleagues that need prayer. They may be going through something that they haven't told anybody. There may be someone in the hospital that needs your prayer. They need healing, and you are interceding for them. Your pastor may need your prayer because he or she is going through something. Your coworkers may be going through a storm. They may need your prayers. That's why it's very careful how we treat people when we interact and when we run into them, because you never know if they're coming out of a storm or they're going into a storm. You just never know. That's why it always behooves us to be mindful of how we interact and treat people. Amen? So we're getting ready to go into our second phase of our Needs and Wants, and I'm going to let the music play. And I want you to really be intentional about praying for your family. If you have children, pray for your children. They need prayer. There's a spiritual war against our children. There's a spiritual war against the world. And so pray for your family, but most of all, pray for your children first. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Pray for your neighbors. If you know somebody is sick, if they're going through something, if they've been diagnosed with something, you don't have to tell them you're praying for them. Just pray for them. And bless God, because if you're on this line, God is listening. And it's not because it's the Afrita Love Show. I have nothing to do with the favor of God. God has allowed me to oversee this ministry. And so whatever happens, why people come to this ministry is because of God, not because of me. It's because of the word of God. That's why people come. Amen? So we're getting ready to go ahead and write our needs and our wants unto God. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. So be sure to write your needs on the left side. Draw a line. Write your wants on the right side. And I will be back with you in about 7 to 8 minutes. Amen. That was Welcome Into This Place, the instrumental. And I want you to look at your list. And your list should consist of things that your family needs, that your friend needs, that you need, and your wants. Okay? I want you to begin to thank God in advance for each and everything that you have placed on that list. I'm telling you, the Lord hears your needs. Put your hand on your chest. That's how close God is. And these are all private unto God, because God says, make all of your requests known unto him. All of your requests. And how many of you actually do that? Make all of your requests known unto God. If you're not doing that, you need to do so. Amen. If you're not doing that, you need to do so, because God is able and he will never, ever fail. He will not fail us. Amen. Now, I'm going to play one more song that the Lord gave me. And what I want you to do is surrender yourself unto God today. You've asked for these things that you need. You asked for these things that you want. And God is going to provide these things. But you're going to have to be ready. God says you're going to go through. We're going to go through some things. I pray for my family. I pray for your family. Right? Because things happen in families. People get sick. People have to go to the hospital. But God is a God that can do everything, and he can heal, he can deliver, and he can set free. God says you have to go through some things as you get to your destination. He says your heart will not always be happy. There will be some things that will break your heart. He says, but guess what? You're going to make it. And so as we go to our journey, as we get closer and closer, God says, do not throw in the towel, do not give up, and do not give in. This is only a test, because God's going to reverse that thing. He said he's going to turn it around for our good. God has dispatched angels on assignment. He's dispatched them in hospitals, nursing homes, schools, homes, communities. God has dispatched his angels. And believe it or not, many of you are going to be surprised who God has called as an angel. Because God says that he can even use Lucifer's angels as his own. Because God can turn a bad situation into a blessing. Amen. And so I want to serve notice that the Holy Spirit says that there are angels on assignment. So when you hear about or see about things that maybe shouldn't have happened, how did this happen? How did this transpire? Just know that I've already warned you from the Holy Spirit that there are angels on assignment. But without further ado, I want us to listen to Sister CeCe Wine, and she says, I surrender all, and this is what we have to do. On tonight, let's surrender ourselves unto God for the rest of this week, because this week has been pretty hectic. We had some things happen, but God is good. He's still good, and he's worthy to be praised. We still magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are people who say, pray for me. I'm going through tests. I'm going to for tests. There are people who are in the hospital right now because they've had strokes. There are people who was coming out of the hospital because they've been diagnosed. Amen. But God says that he is a healer. He says he can deliver you and set you free of whatever infirmities that you have. And so we're praying to God and we're believing in God, and we know that he's able. God says, if you can praise me in the storms, you can make it. Amen. No matter what, praise is what I do. Amen. Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you, and we're speaking about God. You praise God through the good, and you praise him through the bad, because all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. And I believe that, and I receive that. And so we're going to listen to Sister CeCe Wine as I surrender all. And I want you to look at your list, and I want you to surrender your eyes, surrender your mouth as a mouthpiece to be utilized by God, and your hands and your feet unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to surrender. Stop running from God. God can heal you. Stop. Just stand to yourself. God says, arise. He says, take up your bed and walk. God is going to do it. He's going to heal and deliver and set free. Amen. Amen. We're listening to Sister CeCe Wine and I Surrender All. Amen. How many of you are ready to surrender unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Just understand and recognize, for those who are just now joining us, that God has sent angels on assignment. So when you hear about or see those things that occur, then you will know that there was nobody but Jesus. There was nobody but God. When you have those opportunities, you know that there was nobody but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. I have many of my hosts who are online. Amen. Praise God for you. Praise God for my family and my friends, for all of those who have been with me and those who are just now joining. Thank you for those individuals who connected with me just by word of mouth, those individuals who connected with me from plane rides, those individuals who have connected with me because people have put up signs. Thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Thank you so much. Continue to encourage your family and friends to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. This concludes our segment of Praying with Love and Power, as well as our needs and wants. Amen. Because God is a great God, and he's going to give us what we need and want. Amen. So I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or log on to the AfritaLoveShow.com. That's AfritaLoveShow.com. I would love for you to listen to the Afrita Love Show by clicking on Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, journalists, anyone with a positive community message or a positive message, please, 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 Facebook Afrita Love at AfritaLoveLOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com. Amen, where Jesus shines with love. So please be sure to connect with me. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one. Be sure to call out what they need. If they need healing, if they need deliverance, if they need to be set free, if they need a financial breakthrough, be sure to call that out and call them by name, because God is good and he's dispatching his angels. In addition to that, make sure you pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. So make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members, pray for yourself and your friends. We all need prayer. God is going to heal. He's going to reverse those things, and he's going to make it whole again. Praise God. Thank you for the revelation and the praise report from God in advance. In addition to that, make sure, now we've already had the Stellars, but on the next show, God's will, I'm going to ask you to get out your calendars, because there are many. I am going to take pictures and be media at so many other events, educational conferences, gospel conferences. So if you have any of those things, any more gospel conferences, educational conferences, please, please, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to see some of the work of the AfritaLoveShow.com, please look at this cover page. Amen. Look at the cover page on my Facebook page, Afrita Imanya Love. You see Miss Ayana on here. Amen. For Fix My Life. Amen. And I have many more pictures that I need to get developed that didn't come out the first time. So I will have all of those Stellar Award pictures. So be sure, be sure, be sure to invite me, the Afrita Love Show, to your event like you have been doing. All right. In addition to that, so here we go. Make sure that you go to two web pages. The first one, actually, three web pages. The first one is Afrita.hubpages.com, Afrita.hubpages.com, amen. Be sure to go to that page. You will see some articles, a few articles. As I said before, we're going to be writing many different articles. I do have a magazine, but we're going to be writing some articles. You'll see fashion models, and you'll see television and TV shows. You'll see those two models. Amen. Praise God. So be sure to go to that particular site and check that out. In addition to that, go back and click on the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is where Lottie Dottie everything is about this particular ministry. I'm going to update it because I still have the Stella Awards on February the 18th through the 20th, and we've just concluded the Stella Awards, amen. But we're going to also place it in our magazine. But what you will find is the homepage, and here you will find two gospel artists. You will find that this is the number one gospel show, amen. Number one gospel show in my house, it is. It really is. If you click on either one of these two ladies' names, you will see their websites, amen. So if you want to book them, you can. In addition to that, Love Radio, and it says that we're live right now. So you click on that right there. And then, of course, we're going to change an event here on the side. And so if you need a speaker, here I am. Click on that. You'll see my bio, Love's Interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. Then you will see the school tutorial site, which actually changed into our StellarGospelMusic.com. And we're going to talk about that momentarily. In addition to that, at the bottom of this particular website, if you scroll all the way down, you'll see upcoming events, which I'm going to change. Then you'll see the radio station. You can click on Love Radio. Let's do that right now. Let's go ahead and click on Love Radio. For those of you who are just now joining me, thank you so much. For my new listeners, Love Radio, if you want to connect with me on this particular ministry, just look at this picture right here where it says right under live. Look at this picture. Click on follow, and what you will receive is you will receive information on when this particular ministry airs. You don't have to pay anything. All you have to do is sign your first and last name. That's it. You don't have to fill out anything else, okay? And then, of course, here are the particular shows. If you scroll all the way down, and you can listen to as many shows as you would like. Now, let's see if I can get back out of here. All right, so that is the ministry there, the radio station, okay? And then, of course, there is the spiritual guide to go. So please check out the spiritual guide listed if you're interested in reading it. Then you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. It is a spiritual guide on the go because many people are on the go. And so it's only like maybe 50 pages, but it has a lot of substance in it. And it has a lot of information about the Bible. Okay? About the venue, you know that this is an outlet for conversation for people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. You will see some pictures from previous Stella Award shows, some of Oprah's events, so please be sure to check this out. Now, to the artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook under Alfreda Love, that's AlFredaLove, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Love is always the answer, so please be sure to connect with me. Location, you know that this is an international radio station. If you want to contact me, there's my email, emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can send a comment or review, put your name, email, subject, message, and please click on the submit button. All right, gospel artists in the industry, we're going to add more. Here's some gospel artists within the industry. Be sure to support their activities and their music. I really appreciate that because gospel music really ministers into our souls and it helps us. So please be sure to support these gospel artists, and I'm going to add many more gospel artists in the industry. All right, links. Of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. The radio station, if you click on the radio station once again, it'll say live. If you want to follow this radio station, just click the follow button under my picture. Love's Comedy and Entertainment. I want to shout out to all those new individuals who have connected with me on Love's Comedy. I need to actually make sure that I update these pages. The last time it's been updated is February the 8th. And so I update these particular pages with information that you need, okay? All right, so that's Love's Comedy, and I want to thank each and every one of you for logging on to that. Then here is LinkedIn, of course, and I have many new followers on LinkedIn, business partners. If you want to connect with me as well, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. If you click on Alfreda Love, that's AlFredaLove, then you will connect with me right there. All right? Okay, let's go back. Also, Love's media and event coverage. We've had a lot of individuals who connected with us there as well. Please connect with me here. Once again, February 8th was the last time, and I'm going to add some more pictures and things. Once I get all of my pictures from the Stellar Awards, we will have some updated information. All right. As far as the articles, these are some articles we've written. The Love of Jesus Ministry has had many clicks and many people who have joined this particular ministry from all over the world. And so I'm going to have to update this page as well. And so we've had many new joiners. I want to welcome you to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the AfreeToLoveShow.com. We've had many people join. Thank you so much. Continue to tell your family and friends. Praise God. In addition to that, if you go back a little bit, you will see the spiritual guide. There's a spiritual guide, so if you want to order that and read that, please let me know. Of course, here's our artist, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Be sure to check out her page. If you listen closely enough, you will hear her music. She has four songs on this particular radio on her page, so please be sure to listen to that. Check out her bio. Then, of course, we have Meet Radio Host Afrida. Love, radio host and speaker. These are many topics that I speak on. I will be in San Antonio in a conference pretty soon, in Washington, D.C., Atlanta. I will be in several states speaking on the weekends, of course, okay? So please be sure to come out if you're in those areas. We're going to have a great time, especially when we talk about spirituality or if we talk about education. Either way, God has anointed me. In any way he blesses me, I am satisfied. So please be sure to come out and support. Love's Author Corner, these are some books once again. I'm going to add many more books. I do have a couple of authors that I was to interview. However, I was out of town, and so I'm going to get those particular people on the board so that we can interview about their upcoming projects and books. Health and Human Performance, it remains the same. Continue to move your body. Continue to work out. Continue to eat right, put the right things in your body, and continue to be healthy. Entertainment and television, here are some of the entertainers. I have many more people, but here are some of the entertainers. Be sure that you support them if they have an event or if you see them on television. Be sure to watch their shows, and not just these entertainers, but any entertainer. These just happen to be some people that I'm personally connected with. Be sure to watch their particular events and entertainment. R&B, of course, many of these young ladies have projects coming out. They have TV shows, so please be sure to watch their TV shows, and I'm adding more individuals as we speak. Meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. Be sure to connect with her. She has one song on this particular website, so please be sure to listen to that and enjoy that particular song. Community engagement. Be sure to check out this page because we have a lot of community events coming up, and I want you to know what is going on in the community. One thing that I'm going to write about is the tax increase, which is well needed in the city of Bellmead. 2 cents tax increase, which is minimum. That's nothing, 2 cents tax increase. And so, of course, when you hear the term tax increase, people become scared because nobody wants to spend money. But when you realize at the end that, okay, I'm spending money for the safety of the city, for the betterment of the city that I live in, then you would change your mind. So I'm going to write about that. I'm going to make a couple of videos, and I'm going to talk to a couple of people about that in the meantime. So stay tuned for that. All right? Okay. Now let's go to the Stellar Gospel Music website that I'm still working on, amen, and I need to go ahead and finish it. The Stellar Gospel Music website is actually the radio station that I am creating through the vision of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you get on this station, you'll see welcome, stellargospelmusic.com. It's going to be nothing but gospel. You'll see different pictures. I'm going to have pictures from the Stellar Awards. You will see my picture, of course, because I am the host, and you will see new songs that are coming out or new songs that are out already. Then, of course, you will see the highlights of the week. Sister Tamala Mann, One Way, and you will see gospel artist Brother William McDial. I want you to hear Sister Tamala Mann real quick, One Way, just a little bit of it. I love this song. And I'm going to turn it up so that I can hear. Let's see if I can do it. Give me just a second. When you click on this website, you can listen to her song, One Way, and I actually have the volume down. Who with the president? Or have around the clock security? But none of it matters if you don't know the Lord. See there, I love that song. Amen. Then, of course, we have Brother William McDowell. Amen. And his song is Sound of Revival. And how many of you know that we all need a revival? Amen. So be sure to tap into those two artists as well as the other artists who have music coming out. Then, of course, each week I'm going to change the program at freetoloveshow.com. Shows for February, I have two. Miss Katrina Walker, that was a very inspirational interview, as well as Praying with Love. So be sure to click on those two and check out the interviews. I will have two so that you will be able to listen. Now, of course, coming soon, we will have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. This magazine will contain the Stellar Music Awards, as well as some things about different projects and different things that I know about different gospel artists that are positive projects that they have coming up. And so the magazine will be online starting in March, God's will. Okay, and then we're just going to spread it abroad. Then, of course, we have Bounce TV. Make sure that you're tapping into the It's a Man's World on Tuesdays. The first episode was February 23rd. I have many other individuals in the gospel realm, such as the Marys. I think they're coming up in March. Be sure to support their TV shows. Then we're going to have different events that's going on, the greater Texas area as well as out of state as well. Then, of course, our top 10 billboard. We have many different songs, and we're going to have our top 10. I'm still working on that. And then, of course, please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. And there is Brother Bishop Rance Allen. I am so proud of his group. They won, I believe, two or three awards. I believe it was two. I have to look back on my notes. Two awards, and so I'm really proud of that. He's a legend in the gospel industry. Be sure to check out his work and information. Then they have freetoloveshow.com television. This will be, for instance, I'm going to put some clips from the Stellar Music Awards, as I said before. I'm going to have to get a better camera or video, but for right now, I'm going to use what I have. Amen? And so we're going to look at different clips from different events, and that's what this television show will be about, as well as anything in the gospel industry. I'm going to have a television show. And then on my other website, we'll have things about the community on my television and things in education. But right now, on this page, it's nothing but gospel. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on Facebook by going to Alfreda Love. That's AlFredaLove or AlFredaMonyaLove or FredaLove. My Instagram is Alfreda Love. On my LinkedIn, it's Alfreda Love. If you want to advertise your church, as I said before, please be sure to contact me. We will advertise your church. Schedule broadcast for February 8th through the 12th. That is actually old, but I'm going to have the scheduled broadcast that we have coming up. And then, of course, there's a button for StellarGospelMusic.com to get to this particular website. Then about us, here is a brief bio, and then here are some interview samples of shows that we've had. And so please be sure to check that out. If you want to contact me, I'm not sure if I finished with this page or not. I don't think I did. Of course, there's a contact form, but I'm going to format this page. The services that we provide, I'm going to have that as well. And then, of course, church events around the world with pastors. And here are many different events. For instance, February 27th is an event with Ms. Shantae Stewart, as well as the Gigantic Gospel Concert. And then I just saw something with Sister Kim Burrell in Houston that's coming up. And then there's another particular event that's coming up as well in Dallas, Texas. And so I want to be sure to make those events because I want to support as much as I can, as well as get pictures so that you'll know what's going on. So be sure to continue to stay tuned, okay? So those are the websites I wanted to share with you. Be sure to continue to connect with me. It doesn't matter where you are. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at Alfreda Love, AlFredaLove. You can Facebook me. You can get in contact with me, send me a message, however you want to do it. If you want to be on the ministry, be sure to send me a message. I would love to have you on the ministry. I'm back on track now. I have to go back, and all those individuals who were supposed to come on, but I had to go out of town, then you can come on the ministry as well. So I will be contacting you this week. Amen, this week. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the iFreeToLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. iFreeToLove. And I want to thank each and every one of you for just even taking out time, amen, to come to the ministry and to share the ministry. Remember to continue to believe in your needs and wants. Surrender unto God. Surrender unto God and continue to pray with love and power each and every day. Don't just wait till you get on the ministry, but pray unto God each and every day. And I guarantee you, God will change things within your life. We're going to go through the storms. We're going to go through the valley moments. We're going to go through travail. But God is an awesome God, and He can bring us out of anything only if we believe and trust in God. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is Friday, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.